living like a tidal wave.
September 23rd, Bill Handel here as we continue on with the program. The latest news, the training that we're covering, law enforcement and dive teams return to that Florida Wilderness Park for the third straight day in the hopes of finding Brian Laundry, who is a, quote, person of interest, far more than that, in the homicide of Gabby Petito, his girlfriend. Now, let's move over to the COVID vaccine technology for a moment, because obviously this is such huge news, and it changes day to day, and it affects virtually all of us. Actually, it does affect all of us. So pressure is growing on American drug companies, particularly Moderna, which developed the coronavirus vaccine with billions of dollars in taxpayer money, and the pressure is: the government paid for this. We want you to share your formula with manufacturers in nations that desperately need more shot. And Moderna saying, no, thank you. You can pound sand. And a couple things. When you talk about Moderna and Pfizer and Johnson & Johnson, there's a lot of money to be made. It's not as if they're selling this stuff at sale prices. And less than 10% of many people in poor countries are not fully vaccinated. And the United States has more vaccine than it knows what to do with. I mean, we have a surplus vaccine to the tune of hundreds of millions of doses. And what's going on? So what the Biden administration is doing is trying to move those vaccines over to poor nations, because while we're at 53% or 57%, fully vaccinated percentage of the population, you've got countries like Yemen, 1%. You have poor countries in Africa that are 5%. Well, that doesn't do anything except for that 1% or 5%. So the United States had talks with Pfizer. And yesterday morning, the announcement was that they will sell Pfizer to the U.S. government 500 million doses of its vaccine at a not-for-profit price, but it won't license the technology. And the reason the technology should be or is asked to be licensed is because when you have distribution problems, particularly Pfizer, how do you transport hundreds of millions of doses of this vaccine that has to be refrigerated in very low temperatures, specialized coolers, and they don't have them there. So build them there. Start manufacturing there. And then distribution is much easier. And they can start moving these coolers, these refrigeration units over there, although I haven't heard about that, because that's one thing that has not been really talked about. With Johnson & Johnson, it's easy. I mean, it's easy to store. You throw it in your refrigerator. Moderna and Pfizer are a little bit more difficult because they have to be cooled. Pfizer particularly has to be cooled to virtually absolute zero. And then you have the Moderna, which is still has to be frozen, but with technology that's much easier to deal with because it doesn't have to be frozen to that extent. The World Health Organization is having trouble getting Moderna to the negotiating table. This is a real problem, and you've got Moderna, and I think the argument is going to be far more than keeping people alive around the world. Our duty is to our shareholders to make sure that they get maximum profits and they score big. And that's far more important than, for example, a few thousand kids living or dying. And by the way, that's actually true. Because if you're a shareholder of a company like Pfizer or Moderna, and they're giving this stuff away, that's to my detriment as a shareholder. But at some point, you got to say, okay, we've got something bigger here than just profits. And I'm willing to bet that during the course of this negotiation, the government will throw in money to offset any losses or to allow, quote, a reasonable profit. And of course, the conservatives will go, that's crazy, government overreach. How dare the government do that? But the government does that all the time. When they grab land and pay you, quote, a reasonable price for it, happens all the time. So that's not new. And the big deal is the licensing. They don't want a license. What they'll do is manufacture and send them there. And you know what? The Biden administration could absolutely attempt to force them to share their intellectual property. The president can make that order. You will share your property. You will share the intellectual property in what you have in developing that drug. How is that possible? 1950, the Powers of Defense Production Act allows the president to do that. One of the things we're going to talk about over the course of the next forever is how the power of the presidency has grown so great, so much greater decade by decade. And this, they're using a 1950 Defense Production Act in arguing that this is an emergency situation where it's the security of the United States at stake. Well, I mean, that's a stretch. If half the population of Yemen ends up getting COVID and a number of hospitalized and the next number die, I mean, that really doesn't have much to do with our security, but it's a stretch. It's like President Biden arguing that infrastructure are social programs, pre-K, food programs, supplemental programs, programs that help the elderly. Where's the infrastructure there? Well, same thing is going to be argued here if the president invokes this Defense Production Act in the security of the United States. Really? Setting up a manufacturing plant in the middle of nowhere somewhere in Asia or South or Africa? That's our security? Another argument's going to go. All right, I'm going to have fun. Next topic. This one is going to be great. There's a divorced couple that's fighting over... Well, normally divorced couples fight over goods and they fight over what they consider, they split up assets. The difference here is the assets are a bunch of frozen dead bodies. And I'll explain how that works. Great story.